The following story was told over by Rabbi Alexandri. He was one of the rabbis that lived a long time ago. And the story is quoted in the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Shoftim. And the truth is that this is a story that was told over almost 2 millennia ago. But the storyline is one that can easily be adapted to life today. And the story is about two people who grew up together. They were friends, Reuben and Shimon. And they were friends as children. They learned together. And then when they grew up, they each purchased the donkey and they'd work together, carrying loads. And they, as they'd work, traveling together, they took, each one had their own business, but often their paths would meet and they really liked one another. They were really good friends. And then one time, there was a fight. No one really remembered how the fight started. But something happened, and they stopped getting along. And these two people, who originally were best of friends, became enemies. They were enemies. They wouldn't go together. They wouldn't talk to one another. They were upset at one another. And so days passed. And each one looks the other way and wants to have nothing to do with the other one. Now one day, Reuben goes out with his donkey and he's headed to the city. And the donkey is carrying two big sacks, one on each side. It was a hot day and it was heavy and they're going slowly. And as they're going, the ropes got loose and they shifted positions. And the donkey got worn down. And the donkey collapsed. So technically, the load was a correct load. But because of the way the weight shifted, the donkey collapsed under the load. Reuben tries to pick up the donkey. It doesn't work. He tries to take off the load. But the sacks are too heavy. And the ropes got all tangled and he couldn't get them undone with the donkey not moving. So Reuben standing there in the heat and he's looking at the doctor, at the donkey, and he doesn't know how he's going to get out of this. So he's looking and looking and tries again, tries pulling this way, tries pulling that way. He can't get at the knots and the donkey won't budge. And he can't shift the load and he can't take off the load. And he tries once and a second time and a third time and he can't figure out how he's going to undo this. Here he made sure he had good solid knots to hold the sacks in place. And now he doesn't have access to the knots. He can't shift the load enough to get good access to undo the knots. And as much as he tries, he's stuck. The donkey won't move. The donkey won't budge. And he can't even take off the load, so the donkey will stand up. He's standing there in the heat of the day, and as the clock is ticking by, and he tries time and again, and he's unsuccessful, finally he looks up, he sees from a distance someone's coming from the village. And he looks, and it's none other than his former friend, Shimon. So, obviously Reuben thinks to himself, shucks, it had to be him. Is he going to help me? Maybe I shouldn't even ask. Shimon sees Reuven, and for a moment there's a flicker of happiness when he sees Reuven stuck. And Shimon thinks to himself, he deserves it. Let him stand there in the heat till someone else comes and helps him. And Shimon looks, doesn't say a word, and keeps riding. And as he keeps riding, he feels an inner voice saying to himself, what's wrong with you? You forgot what it says in the Torah? There's a clear pasuk in the Torah that says, when you see your enemy, and his donkey is there under the load, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, are you going to go by and not help him get out from under the load? Go help him get out from under the load. So now Shimon has passed Reuven and he stops his donkey. And he starts thinking. What am I going to do? He knows what he should do, but he knows what he wants to do. So he turns his donkey around, and he goes back to the place where Reuben is standing, and he doesn't say a word. He's still upset at Reuben. So he doesn't look too happy, because he isn't. He goes over, and he starts trying to move the load. But he can't do it either. And he's working hard. And together, they manage to pick up the sacks, untie them. And now, they have to reload the sacks and retie them. They had to talk to one another. Could you lift it over there? Could you just pull over there? Give me just a second, I just need the rope. Together now, one, two, three. So these two people who hated one another were working in unison, and they're working hard in the heat of the day. They're sweating, and when they finished finally doing the work and everything was set and the donkey could continue going, so Shimon wipes up his brow and says, "Ah, we did a good job," he says laughing. And Reuben says, "Hashem should pay you back for the good that you did." They looked at one another and smiled. And Reuben says, "You know, he said to himself, I thought Shimon hates me. Look at how he cared for me and he helped my donkey when I was stuck. He's really a good man." So Reuben says to Shimon, "Come, my friend. We're both tired, we're thirsty, we're hungry. Let's go to a bar, let's go to a restaurant on the way, and we'll eat and drink together." Shimon agrees, but deep down inside, he wasn't completely happy. But when the two ate and sat, and they ate together and drank together and spoke, so then he too felt, "Hey, wait a second, I really like this guy. Why should I continue with the fight?" And when they went out the door from that restaurant, they were friends like they had been in the beginning. So we have a special mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah says if there's someone you hate, you see him stuck with a flat tire, you see him stuck with his donkey, and he's stuck. So the Torah says, go help him. And sometimes, Rav Alexandri taught us that through our overcoming the hatred that's in our heart, we will ultimately be friends. We will be friends. We don't enter it thinking we're going to be friends, nor do we want to be the person's friend. And yet, when the Torah describes helping the person whose donkey is down, the Torah describes it as azov ta'azov imo. Help, you should help with him. And our sages say, why is the help described with the word azov? Azov could mean to assist. Azov could mean to leave. So the Torah is telling you, help him, and the Torah is using a word that can also mean to leave him. Why so? So our sages said, when you come upon that scene, what you have to do is azov. First, leave the state you were in before. Leave the hatred you have in your heart. And go over there and help him lift and put the things on the donkey. And it's interesting that this mitzvah is about someone who we hate. And the Talmud says two different things. Talmud says, how do we define someone you hate? One place the Talmud says we define someone you hate as someone that you purposely didn't talk to for 3 days now. If there's a Jew that you purposely haven't spoken to for 3 days, not because you just haven't bumped into one another, but because you don't want to talk to him. That's called you hate him. And that's not right. And then the Talmud discusses, well, who's this Pasuk talking about when the Pasuk says, if you see someone you hate, help him out with a donkey. Who do you hate? The Talmud says, that's talking about someone who you saw sinning, you privately saw him sinning. You know he did something wrong. And he knows he did something wrong and he doesn't care. And no one else knows. You can't take him to court. There were no two witnesses. You saw him sitting on Yom Kippur and having a Coke. And you walked into the room and he says, "Shh." And you say, "What do you mean? Come on, it's Yom Kippur." And he says, "Shh." And you understand that he didn't do it by mistake. And you walk out of that room, you want to have nothing to do with this guy. Torah says, when you see him stuck, go help him with his donkey. And if you see him stuck and your friend is stuck, you see two people. One is this guy who you know was drinking on Yom Kippur on purpose. Another one is your good friend, your chavrusa. And they're both in the same position. They're both stuck. The Torah says, go help the guy you hate first. There you accomplish two things. You accomplish that you've helped someone and you've conquered your heart. And very often we have to be like Reuven in the story. We have to, or Shimon, whichever one it was, who we have to tell ourselves, I know I hate the guy, but I also know this is what God wants me to do. So I'm going to do it. Even if I can't put a smile on my face. Obviously it's better if you could. But if you can't, so at least do it without the smile.